Oh, darn. I'm going to end up doing a part three because that one only lasts 12 minutes before it shut off. If anybody out there knows why Audacity would shut off going to an SSD drive at full speed with no interrupts, none of that stuff, please email me at jbaptist777@gmail.com. Right, kids? All right. So the last thing I'm going to read to you is this prediction from the Health Ranger, Mike Adams. He says, prediction. Just as COVID destroyed America's faith in science and vaccines, this election is going to utterly destroy America's faith in democracy for both political parties. The level of cheating, rigging, lawfare, and cyber shenanigans that we are all about to witness will absolutely demolish any remaining faith in the integrity of the United States elections. Some might say this is all by design. One by one, the pillars of Western civilization are being shattered. The next psychic shock will come. Will be the vaporizing of any remaining belief in fiat currency. I mean, it's almost as if he's reading Revelation chapter 6, isn't it? So the reports are over the wall. Everybody seems to have a different opinion what's going on. I'm looking at a CNN exit poll right now that says, oh, Lord, forget it. It doesn't even mention names. It just says that 43% of the poll result pollees are saying that they are unsatisfied with what's going on, whatever that means. Very nondescript. So anyway, there's some guy on Alex Jones trying to tell everybody that they can't steal the election like they did in 2020. I think he's full of bovine feces, quite frankly. But whatever happens, even if, you know, Trump does make it, we wake up tomorrow and go like, yo, you got to be kidding me. Please remember, we've got November, December, and virtually all of January, pretty much, before they have the problem of having to get rid of Trump and Vance. I don't think they're going to wait that long. Just doesn't make sense. And if they do, watch out for the reptilians running around. Anyway, on that note, God bless you all, and have a blessed night in the mighty name of Jesus. And remember, pray always to be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. God bless you all.